now, ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to join one of the most unusual organizations of the globe, the famous World Adventurers Club. Here we find men who have braved death and danger in all the odd corners of the world. It is the custom of the club members to hold a private meeting in which each member recounts the most thrilling of his experiences. And now the Adventurers Club invites you to draw up a chair and sit in this inner circle and hear a story of the thrilling road to adventure.
Merrily we go. All the world of black and white and smoke of cold and crystal light with sharp wind blowing. We are going
onward through the night.
Call upon Frank Harvey to take the floor.
Frank,
counting on you, old man.
What's this? What am I supposed to do?
You're due to tell the World Adventurers Club about the most thrilling experience of your career.
I'm no stalling, old boy. Great Scott, is it my turn already?
It certainly is, Frank. And I have an idea you're going to give us a story about Mexico.
You've been all over Mexico, haven't you, Frank?
Well, yes, I've seen most of it. But I doubt if any one man can ever quite see it all. I had some marvelous experiences in the Mayan country in Yucatan.
Well, why don't you tell us about that?
I shall someday. But I understand that this club wants the most thrilling experience of my career. And that didn't occur in Yucatan, but in the northern part of Mexico, in the state of Sonora. I dare say all you gentlemen have heard of the notorious Pancho Villa.
Well, you didn't have any trouble with him, did you?
Well, he tried to kill me, and I tried to kill him. Outside of that, we didn't have any trouble.
Well, what did he do? Hold you for ransom?
No, he never got me. It all started this way. I'd been supervising an engineering project near Prieta. Pancho Villa had been kicking up his usual rumpus in Chihuahua and the border towns. He'd raided and burned ranchos, stolen money and cattle, and in general proved himself to be pretty tough hombre. I had never seen him, but one of my Mexican laborers came to me with a story that he used to be Pancho Villa's lieutenant.
His lieutenant?
Well, was that true? I think it was. This man claimed that he knew where Pancho Villa kept his treasure. He said that there was a secret canyon in the Sierra Madre Mountains where Villa had hidden all his loot.
And that sounded good to you.
It certainly did. If I could outwit Villa by stealing his own treasure, I'd just about ruin him. If Villa were broke, he couldn't support his army. His power would be gone. Furthermore, a lot of that money, in fact, most of it, had been taken from Americans. So I planned to raid the bandit's lair, recompense my informer, and head back for the USA with everything I could get my hands on.
Well, that was a daring scheme.
Pretty dangerous business to meet you with Pancho Villa.
It was plain foolhardy. But I was caught by the spirit of the thing. This Mexican had a map that showed the exact location of the treasure. I took another American into my confidence, a young fellow named Arnold, who had been in a previous battle with Villa and who hated his very name. So the three of us, Ramirez the Mexican, Arnold and I, all headed into this little canyon in the mountains where we hoped to find the treasure.
Aquí, senor. This is the place. I know because Pancho Villa, he owns four hombres from that dead tree.
Let's see if it agrees with the map.
Yeah, so this is where the old boy buries his treasure. Pretty desolate looking place, if you ask me.
Si, senor. Me, I am the only man who knows this place. Pancho Villa, he kill man who know where he keep his money.
There's a deserted ranch house on this map, Ramirez.
Si, senor. The hacienda, she is just down the canyon. Nobody, she lives here no more.
Hey, look out. Your horses are moving away.
Grab them, Ramirez.
Oh, si. Si, caballos. Caballos.
Hey, what's the matter with those horses?
They're very nervous. Look at them quiver.
Hey, horses can sense danger ahead of men. I wonder if there's anyone else in this canyon.
Los caballos are frightened, senores.
Let's get busy. Forget the horses.
Yes, the sooner we get out of here, the better I'll like it. Oh, I can just see Villa stringing up the poor devils who were hung on that tree.
All right. 3 paces west of this clump of manzanita. Then in line with Skeleton Peak and 2 paces to the north. This ought to be the exact spot.
Si, senores. This is him, Senor Harvey. Si, ground. She has been dug there before.
Well, give me a pick and I'll stop.
A shot.
Caramba, fire.
On. We're ambushed.
Don't move. Nombre de Dios. This Pancho Villa.
On your horses, men. We've got to ride for our lives.
Pancho Villa and a dozen men. They come down Camp
Villa, you'll murder us all.
Right. This is a ranch house. Maybe we can hold them off.
Oh, we can make that ranch house. We can barricade ourselves. If they want to fight, we'll give it to them.
Where's Ramirez?
Here, senor. I think they have got me. Shot in the back.
Oh, he's hurt. He's shot. Maybe I can get one or two. You ride on, Harvey.
No, senores, no. I cannot go on. I stay for to hold them off while you ride on. Maybe I kill Villa. Then, bueno, I die happy. Adios, senores.
Adios, Ramirez. Muy valiente.
Adios, Ramirez, un caballero.
I hate to leave him, but he's a goner. He can't live 10 minutes. We've got to make the ranch house.
There it is. Straight ahead. If we get inside, we can pepper away at them. Just let me get a crack at that heel.
Around to the rear. Get the horses in the patio. We may have to leave this place in a hurry, too. Get the horses safe and close.
What do you mean?
Suppose Villa's men set fire to the place. We'd have to get out then, wouldn't we?
Oh, you're right, as usual.
Leave the horses here.
Keep open that door.
Great Scott. A woman.
An American girl.
American? Oh, I thought you were bandits.
Who are you?
Ruth Davis. My father and I own this rancho.
Well, where's your father?
He's dead. They've killed him. Villa's men killed him only an hour ago. I thought they came back for me. I thought you were Villa's men. Oh, they've killed him.
Oh, she's hysterical.
We've got to get her out of here.
Take the 2 horses and go. I'll cover your retreat. I'll blow them to atoms.
I won't leave you alone.
Oh, you've got to. We'll be here in 30 seconds. Girl and ride like people. I'll stop Villa.
I can't desert you.
You've got to save the girl. I'm begging you to let me stay and kill that bird Villa. Don't stand there. Get out of here.
Come with me, Miss Davis. Hurry.
I'll do anything. Anything.
Adios, Arnold. And when you flip Villa, give him one for me. Move that ante.
Great Scott. That was a wild day in Mexico.
I'll say it was.
What happened to Arnold? How did it all end?
I rode for 2 days to Prieto, where I knew I was safe. There I left the girl and tried to organize a force to return to the terrible canyon. It was 3 days before I could get a group of 8 men with enough courage to go with me. What had happened there, I could only guess. The ranch house had been destroyed by fire. There were signs of battle and several dead men. Among them, Ramirez. Poor Arnold must have died in that house. But since that day, no man has ever seen Pancho Villa. And I'm sure that Arnold accomplished what he wanted to do. There was no money in the spot that was supposed to contain the bandit's loot. To this day, I've never seen a penny of Pancho Villa's treasure. It's still hidden away somewhere in the mountains of Mexico. And someday I may go after it again.
Well, men, that story makes Frank Harvey a life member of the Adventurers Club. And it's up to one of us to tell the next story. Who shall it be?
You.
Your name.
Your name.
You,
old
man.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to the World Adventurers Club. Don't forget that you are always a welcome guest, and they invite you to join their group and hear their strange adventures in strange lands.